Let's begin our discussion of the Haggadah, Tavshin Pei Dalet. And again, I just hopefully will try to control myself and stay with what's on the sheet in front of you. Again, hopefully there'll be other venues to send out some of the other oldies but goodies, but this is all new. Again, if you want any more Haggadah thoughts on the OU Torah site, there should be a 20 years worth of Haggadah Shirim. But let's go. What we do is go straight through the Haggadah and do as much as we can. And give Divrei Torah, things to say. You're allowed to say it, as I said, at the Seder, during the day meals as well. There's a lot of time, a lot of Torah. Okay, just one thought of introduction. We know there's an emphasis on family at the Seder. We emphasize family, v'igavta l'bincha. Spoke a little bit about it in my shiur today, how eved, by definition, ein lo chayis. An eved has no family. A non-Jew has family, but an eved has no chayis, and that's why maybe we emphasize at the Seder that we are not avadim. And that's why there's such an emphasis on family, because that's what this is about. It's about being a Ben Chorin. If you look in source number one, the Shemen HaTov, in the fourth volume of the Shemen HaTov, he says, maybe this was the goof of the machlokas between Paro and Moshe Rabbeinu. Right? Part of what was the, behind. Right? What Paro says, just take the men. And what does that mean? The men, I'm not going to read so much inside to make sure that we cover. They're the ones. Take the men, 20 to 60. Paro wanted to, says the Shemen HaTov, he wanted to break up the family structure. If you take out the men that age, so then there are no parents to educate the kids, and then the older generation, and they're missing this generation gap. He wanted to mess around with the whole Mesorah of Klal Yisrael. And Moshe Rabbeinu says, no. Binareinu v'zkeninu nelech, b'vaneinu v'vnaseinu, b'zaneinu v'vkareinu. We have everybody, because our religion is about doing it with the whole family. It's not just about the men. Not just about service. It's about also bringing the Kedusha and the religion into one's home. Right? Most other religions, the religion is in the temples. We have it in the home. And the Seder is no greater experience. There's the Seder of Avodas Yom Kippur, and that's in the Beis HaMikdash. But then we have the Seder in our home as well. And that's where the Kedusha is brought. And that's behind, as we start to say there, we recognize the focus and the importance of family, v'igavta l'bincha, more than any other night of the year. This night, the halacha demands the connection of a family of parents and children. So that starts us off. That's the introduction, and that's Paro and Moshe. So we start off the simanim kadesh urchatz. Urchatz. Two thoughts on Urchatz you have in front of you from Rav Meir Goldwicht's Haggadah. Source number two. Where Rav Goldwicht, first of all, says, he quotes the machlokas between the Shulchan Aruch and the Taz. Right? What's Urchatz? So what do we do? Urchatz, all of a sudden, we're eating a wet vegetable, which we know from Meseches Machshirin, there's Tumas Ochlin, and therefore, before you eat wet vegetables, you don't want to make a tummy, so you have to wash your hands. Hands are considered Shnios Latuma, so we wash our hands. By the way, Bezrim, hopefully Sunday morning at some point, I don't know exactly when, we're going to have a shir going through the Seder Halacha, but this is focused on Haggadah. But the Shulchan Aruch says that's what we do. The Taz asked, that's pretty hypocritical. What, one night a year we're makbid on this halacha? But the whole year, I don't have to wash my hands before I eat vegetables and fruit. But all of a sudden, the night of Pesach, and the he doesn't quote the Taz. The Taz says, and if you're going to be makbid for a halacha, why don't you do it during Aseres Yom Teshuva? Right, you do it tonight. So Rav Goldwicht explains, HaHezber Lakpadazu, all beginnings have to be pure. All beginnings have to be perfect. If you don't bring your pencil on the first day of school, forget it. At least the first day of school, you should have a notebook and a pencil and a... The first day? Then it's all downhill after that. But you have to at least start perfect. Beginnings. Shlomo HaMelech, Tov Acharis Dover Merishiso. The Acharis is a reflection of the Reishis, right? That's one of the answers given to why we needed the Nes of Ner Chanukah, the Pnei Yeshua's Kasha. Right? When you need the Nes of Chanukah, Tomotra B'tzibur, you could just use Tamei oil. So one of the answers is that, no. You could use Tamei oil in the day-to-day. If everything's Tamei, Tomotra. But to start, to be Mechanich, the Beis HaMikdash, the Mizbeach again, you got to start off perfectly. can't rely on b'di'eveds at the beginning. Tonight is the beginning. We were born tonight. Tonight we want to be perfect. Tonight we want to have the highest standard possible. And that's why, he explains, we do everything b'shlemus u'b'simcha. Number one. The second idea that that he quotes in the continuing in source number two, he says also a minhag relating to what we just spoke about, minhag that many times children wash their parents' hands by urchatz. Right, they're like kings, and in some families that everybody washes everybody else's hands. But I think it starts with the parents washing the children washing the parents' hands. So he quotes, maybe we also focus on that at the beginning of the Seder, because we recognize that we're only here because of Kibud Av V'Em. In what sense? Yaakov Avinu is only zocha to the brachos because he listened to his mother. His mother told him, you got to do this, you got to put on the Esav's garb. Right, but Leila Seder, Yaakov, and we know, according to Chazal, that was Leila Seder, right? Why do you need two? Zela Pesach, Zela Chagiga, Rashi quotes, back in Toldos. But Leila Seder, Yaakov Avinu, Zachal Birchas Yitzchak Aviv, as it says in Pirkei D'Belazar. Afal Pisha Asadavar Menuka Lamauto, it was against his essence, right? Titan Emes LeYaakov, but he did it. Hasiba Shavino Nog, Sherotzal Lachabit Isimu, his mother says, this is what you have to do. This is what you have to do. And another time, we know, turning the page, Yaakov Avinu went against his Ratzon, he wanted to stay in Eretz Yisrael. And his father says, you got to go. So afterwards, at the end of the parasha, he listens to his father. So he was Zoche, we were Zoche. He was Zoche to the Brachas, which then obviously translated, and he was Morishit to us, because he was Mevatel his own Ratzon for what his parents wanted. So maybe that's another. He says, by Urchatz, we try to do what we can for Kibud Av V'Em at the Seder in order to show the Maila of Kibud Horim Shumavtech L'chol HaBrachas V'Hatzlachos. It's the Mavtech, it's the key. Urchatz, good. Yachatz, so we have Karpas. We're not going to have to talk about Karpas. Listen to the other Shia, we had spoke about Karpas. But Yachatz, so we split the middle matzah. There are obviously halachic reasons in order to create lechem oni, and we put away the bigger half. But Alpi Machshava, he quotes here in the Haggadah Asapra Kvotcha, he quotes a mashal, source number four. Quotes a mashal, he says, there was one city, Be'ir Achas, Chai Socher Sitonai, there was a wholesaler, a very rich wholesaler, he had a store, and people came from all over to buy stuff from him. Two people came and they had a whole list of kniyot, and they gave him, they filled up the basket, fine, and they get online, and one of the people comes to the cash register and says, he has, you know, what's the bill? 1,200 gold coins. The man reaches into his pocket, he has 600. It's like, okay, you know, I have 600, you know, I'll give you the 600, you know, the other, I'll be on credit. Okay, this is what I have. And I was like, okay. It's fine. You give me half. The other half will be on credit. Guy leaves the store. The next guy in line comes. And he comes and he says, you know, I'll pay you on credit. I know, what do you mean pay me on credit? He says, I'll pay you on credit. He's like, no, you have to give something. He says, no, you just gave the other guy credit. He's like, yeah, but he gave me 600. You give me nothing? Pay me on credit? He gave me 600, so I kind of trust him. He's going to give me the other half. You give me nothing? That's not going to work. The ikkar of this night is to recognize that HaKadosh Baruch Hu redeemed us and He's going to redeem us. And we emphasize Yetzias Mitzrayim, the first Geula. And that gives us emuna that there's going to be another. We put away the bigger half. That's tzafun, that's hidden. That's what we're still yearning for. Tzipisa l'Yeshua. Not the same shorish, but it's how they can pay. But do you hope for the Yeshua? This is part of our emunah. We put away the bigger half because Hashem already gave us. He paid 600. So we trust. He doesn't quote it, but the smack in Mitzvah Aleph, right, Bali Tosfos. The smack of Mitzvah Aleph notes, we know that Gemara in Shabbos Laman Aleph that talks all about the things that we're going to have to answer in after 120, Kavati Zimwa Torah, and Atak Tavir Virivya, Natav Tavir Bemuna, Tzipisa Li Yeshua. He asked the smack, where does it say in the Torah you have to be Mitzvah Li Yeshua? What mitzvah is it? Right, Puravu, I understand. Talmud Torah, I understand. Being honest, Midvar Shekhar Tirchak. Where does it say in the Torah that you have to hope for Mashiach? What if I think I'm happy? I think this is good. It says the smach is Mitzvah Aleph. It's part of the Mitzvah of Emuna. Anochi Hashem Olkecha Shoroth Yizicha Meretz Mitzrayim. We believe, just like Hashem took us out of Mitzrayim, the first Geula, we believe, and it's part of Emunah B'Hashem, that He will take us out in the future as well. Part of mitzvah number one. It's exactly this point, the message of Yachatz. You put away the bigger part, and we believe that there's something tzafun for all of Am Yisrael. Okay. And we continue now into Magid. Why is there no bracha on Magid? Also, a much discussed halacha. Rav Kook in his Siddur, which he has a Haggadah in his Siddur, in Olas Re'i, in source number 5, he notes on the line, Hashata Hacha Lashana Baba Aradi Yisrael. Here we are, Lashana Baba Aradi Yisrael. I'll just make a note, I'm not going to answer it now, but it's interesting. Rav Kook answered it a little bit, but when else do we ever talk about Eretz Yisrael? Lashana Ba B'Yerushalayim. Lashana Ba B'Eretz Yisrael? That's pretty unusual, unique Lashon. Maybe if we have time at the end, remind me, we'll get back to it. But Lashon Haba Ba'arad Yisrael. But Rav Kook says, Hadvarim she'inam muchanim tzrichim zman rav l'hitpatchuta. If you don't have a connection to something, then you have to develop the connection. You have to develop and create a connection. Aval mashak for muchan ba'atz muso. But sometimes there's already a connection between two beings, two things, but it's just covered up, and there's a lot of schmutz on the connection, and it's, you have to remove the layers, but the connection's there naturally. V'sibos, but sometimes, right, muchan batz muso, v'sibos studios manu mios hachana yotis elapol. There's no, it doesn't come out lepoel. It doesn't come in actuality, but take a kishatasar amenia. But in that case, if you would just remove the schmutz and the dirt, remove the hindrance, then memela, the natural connection would come out. Yoti mashemuchan kvar lapoal, says Rav Kook. Every Jew's connection to Eretz Yisrael doesn't have to be created. It's something natural within us. And any Jew out there that does not feel that connection to Eretz Yisrael is because there's a lot of hardened cement and dirt on top of the connection. But it's not that it has to be created anew. Right? The Jew, we have to just remove all of the layers in order to allow the natural connection to come out. Hashata Hacha, says Rav Kook, right now we're covered in soot. Lashana Abab, Arad Yisrael. But next year, the natural connection of every Jew should come out, and we should feel that. Aval hu yachas eloki tiv'i lanu. It's a natural state. Kalava yaseinu vasmusenu k'shuros heina be'eretz chemda. And therefore we have to recognize and allow that. Right? Eretz chemda tova or rechava. Rav Soloveitchik writes. Soloveitchik writes on the... I didn't see this anywhere else. But they put out a bencher from the Rav. You see the bencher, the birchon? It's a little blue bencher from the Rav in Boston, put it out. But you say Eretz Chemda in benching. What is that? We ever have that lashon? What does it mean, Chemda? When do we have the lashon of Chemda? It was the first time we have Chemda? But the Eitz Hadas, it says Nechmad Lamara. The Rav explains there was no logical reason why Chava was pulled to the tree. It was some inexplicable magnetic force that was pulling her. That's the force that Eretz Yisrael has for the Jew. Eretz Chemda. We're pulled to the land. And that's what Rav Kook is talking about, the natural connection of the Jew. Manishtana halayla hazemi kol halaylos. You'll see a few of the thoughts I thought were appropriate specifically for this year. Rabbi Lau, the former chief rabbi of Israel, Meir Lau, has a beautiful Haggadah, turning over in source number 6, where he says that in his house growing up, he was 6 years old, he was orphaned. He didn't really have a house. So I don't know if this means like, you know, when in his father's house that he hardly remembered, or is it, you know, in the house when he was the father. But he says they always had an empty chair at the Seder. Right? Halayla zeh kulanu misubin, we're all sitting be'aseba, we say in the Manishtana. Not all of us. He says, it sounds like when he was the father. He says, we told our children stories about, you know, Jews behind the Iron Curtain. I remember going in the 1980s, you know, doing marches for Soviet Jewry, for Sharansky. We heard this name. There was someone named Sharansky that was in isolation. That, unbelievable. But he said, we always have that. What does he say? Khrushchev, Brezhnev, Chernikov, Loit Pa'alu Minastami Akise Reik. We had an empty chair at our Seder we set up, says Rabbi Lau, to remind us of the people who couldn't be at a Seder. And he said, Stalin and Khrushchev and all of those, it didn't affect them. Aval ani ma'amin ki bashamayim ra'u v'shamu et hakriyot shelanu. But in Shemayim, says Rabbi Lau, I think that had an effect. Until the walls came falling down. Nahagnu gam l'kayim be'echad me'arvi chol hamoed, Seder Pesach Simli. He says, one of the nights of chol hamoed, they had a Seder for the Russians that came out, v'chulu, from Siberia. U'b'chol zhan ha'zachinu shachidlik me'osam ha'shemas ben ha'shana sha'avra. I used to have names. Every year, Baruch Hashem, we had more names of people who came out. The Yetzias Mitzrayim Shel Dorenu. And then he says on the left side now, Be'asara Acharon, right, in the last years, we've had the Iron Curtain came down. Ach Achisei Areik Odenu Mutzav Midei Seder. But we still have the empty chair. Kol Od Achinu Ashvuyim V'Hanedarim Anino Zochim La'Sev Imanu. And he wrote this Haggadah came out a bunch of years ago. As long as there are Jews that are captured, that are not able to have their own Seder, we're not kulanu misubin. We're kulanu misubin. We have to be happy for who's here. But we recognize not all kulanu are misubin. And I would just add, especially in a year like ours, maybe it's even more important to use the night of the Seder to say, Hashem, we want kulanu. To use the night to be able to have kulanu misubin. To daven for it. To have that empty chair. Maybe I'll just mention what I mentioned in my shir, just one thing, but by Manishtana in the Rambam says Vakana ben Shoel Vomer Hakori Manishtana halayla hazeh. According to the Rambam, Manishtana is not questions; it's a statement. Manishtana, how amazing this night is! Like Ma Rabu Masach Hashem. Vomer Hakori. But right before that, the Rambam says Vakana ben Shoel. Here, the son asks. Which the Pashas the Rambam is that he asks anything. He says, "What's going on tonight? Why aren't we eating yet? You know, why are we dipping? Why would it Kana ben Shoel? Any question in the book?" And then Vomer Hakori Manishtana. So in the Rav Biderman Haggadah, he writes, I forgot if he quotes somebody, but he writes that Vakana ben Shoel, right before Manishtana, is an unbelievable Eitz Ratzon to ask Hashem for things. Vakan HaBen Shoel. We are children of HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Ask. Sadar Seder, announce it, and we take a moment. Everybody's quiet. I said, just think about something that you really want and you daven for yourself, for Am Yisrael. Vakan HaBen Shoel. It's a very powerful moment. And that's what we could, you know, you could even say this thought before and then say the Kan HaBen Shoel. You could say, before we think about, I just want to say a thought about Rabbi Lau on the on Manishtana. This is a very powerful thought. Hakise Reik, the empty chair. I mean, it comes from, right, remember that the Gemara talks about Churban Beis HaMikdash, this to be an empty plate, but nobody does that. Right, look in the Shulchan Aruch, based on the Gemara Bava Basra, it sounds like you should always have an empty plate at your table, Zeichel HaChurban, but nobody does that. But at least here. And even if you can have an extra, I don't know, however one wants to do it. I never did it, but it's, you know, an empty setting, something that, you know, that's empty until we get all the Jews back. Okay. Says Manishtana, Avadim Ayinu, Avadim ayinu lepara b'mitzrayim. And we say at the end of that paragraph, source number 7, v'ilo hozei HaKadosh Baruch Hu avaseinu b'mitzrayim, if Hashem wouldn't have taken us out, we would still be there. And one of those questions that's asked in every Haggadah. Really? We would still be there? Come on. You know, over thousands of years, things wouldn't have changed. Political situations. So most Haggadahs say it means spiritually we wouldn't have gotten the, you know, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu brought us, so we would still be spiritually in chains. But if you look here in the source 7, in the Torah Tamimah, in the Baruch Sha'amar, Baruch Sha'amar is the Torah Tamimah. Baruch Halevi Epstein is safer on Siddur and on Haggadah. It's called Baruch Sha'amar. Right, his father is the Aruch HaShulchan, whose yard site is today. But the Baruch Sha'amar in source 7 says, no, it's interesting, the Efshar Lomar, he says, generally, exiles, they don't really want the Jews. They're not so interested in us. So we're there for a while, and eventually, there's never been a Gaulus that ended well. Never. Right, as long as we've been there, you know, we've had a good couple hundred years now. But, Be'ez Hashem, we see where we need to go. But there's never been a Gaulus that ended well. Because generally, the countries like take us for a while, and then they spit us out. Mitzrayim was the only Gaulus that was the opposite. They didn't want us to leave. There was a whole mahus. Don't leave. You know, most Gaulus are like, we hate the Jews. Leave. What we feel now. But Mitzrayim was the opposite. So says the Baruch Sha'amar. So maybe that's why we say we would never have left. Because the message of that Gaulus was that, you know, you're staying with us. You're not going out. Interesting. Oh. And then we get into Ma'aseh Rav Elazar, the five rabbis. The five rabbis. And what exactly is the message of the five rabbis? Right, they went to Bnei Brak. They were so osig belimud, we have to get so into it until we don't realize how time passes and it's till the morning. But if you look in there, the source number 8 is the Haggadah Shel Achdus. That is Rabbi, what's his name? Got his name, Rabbi Aaron, I'll tell you his name so I could quote it by, bring the ghoul a little bit. What? Rabbi Goldschneider. Rabbi Goldschneider is in Yerushalayim. See, he put together the Haggadah Shel Achdus, right? That's the Torah of Rav Kook, Rav Soloveitchik, and Rav Shlomo Karlbach. It's the whole Haggadah is all Torahs from the three of them. So it's great Torah in there. So he quotes there from Rav Kook. From the Rav Kook Siddur, he says, you know, these five rabbis were learning Torah all night. These five rabbis, if you look throughout Shas, they had a lot of machlokos. Blessed Ben Azariah, Rabbi Akiva, Rabbi Tarfon, a lot of machlokos. And Rav Kook wondered, we say, Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam. Is there really Shalom? There's not one daf in Shas that there's Shalom. Right? There's one perek in Mishnayos in Shas that has no machlokos. Just one. Ezel Makomer. It's one of the reasons we say it in the morning besides Karbanos. That's Shalom? Talmidei Chachamim Marvim Shalom Ba'olam? Says Rav Kook, yeah, because Shalom does not mean that you have to agree on everything. Shalom means you respectfully have different opinions. That's what ultimate Shalom means. Doesn't mean that you're a mirror. Like in a marriage, doesn't mean you're the same person. Shalom bias doesn't mean, like, you know, the joke they say, Shalom bias? Shalom bias, and you leave the house. Right, that's not Shalom bias. Right? Shalom bias means when you're both in the house and you get along with each other with the different opinions. It says Rav Kook, that's what you get from every daf in Shas. They argue, L'shem Shamayim. And as we have, that's what he says, Munach Shalom Eimash Medu Shalena Lahaskim Zemzeh, but Lahavin Zemzeh, to understand each. And we recognize that there could be many different opinions. But as we embark on the Sibur Yetzias Mitzrayim, which is a unique form of Talmud Torah, specifically for tonight, we recognize that Talmud Torah is about having different opinions, but being b'shalom. All those rabbis came together. They sat at the same table. The same table. Same Seder. Right? And that's reflects the Achdus of Talmud Torah. Baruch HaMakom Baruch Hu. K'neged Abba Abanim Dibra Torah. Rav Eli Sadan, he's one of the, look him up after about everything he's done. Started the Mechina movement, but he's an amazing figure. So in his Haggadah, he's the Rosh Yeshiva in Eli, and he started a girls' ministry. He's done a lot. Done a lot of things in the history. You can look up his, I'm sure he has a Wikipedia page. Anyway, so we have Igadol Avincha, we have K'neged Arba Abanim. You know what, learn even from just the introduction, we learn that every child needs his own education and needs his own answer to questions. Because every child has different questions. These four kids are probably in the same family. And yet they're all asked different questions. What do you mean? The parents gave the same education, no? How could you have in one family, have one chacham, one tam, one... Like, what's going on here? The answer is, it's the way it is. Sometimes you see, so I see in my own kids. Right? I could have totally different, hopefully not exactly the Dalet Banim, but they're all chachamim, wonderful. But you see, everybody's different. You know what you learn from K'neged Arba Abanim Dibra Torah? The Torah has something to say to every child. You just got to know how to present it. Right? Every child. Rav Daron Peretz, he said it to Levaya, but he also, when I went to pay a Shiva calls, he said again, he said, you know, his son was very sharp. Daniel, Hashem Yikom Damo. So he used to tell his son, he says, Chanoch l'nar api darko, dad. He says, I choose the derech. And you got to just be mechanech me, whatever derech I choose. You know, he was strong-minded. But he says, you know, but it's true. You know, we can't choose the derech for our children. Whatever the derech is, chanoch l'nar api darko. And he says, it's the job of a parent and of a rebbe, you know, to make sure that they figure out exactly what is meant. And that's just the general, what you get. K'neged Arba Abanim Dibra Torah. And then he goes through each of the sons. We're not going to read the whole thing. I gave you his piece. Each son is asking a different question. What's the chacham? He's already a chacham. So what's he asking? Ma ha'edis v'achukim? But he knows already. He knows their edis. He knows their achukim. Sounds like he's a smart guy. Turning the page, so it's on page number 4. So what is he asking? You know what he's asking? What is it lachem? I want to know from your perspective. You're a generation above me. So what was it like at your Seder? What messages could you give me from your generation? What did you learn from your parents? I know what I know, because I study Torah. But what is it about, you know, from the earlier? Teach me. So that's number one. And then what's the answer? The answer, many Agadas say this, but he also says it. He says, the message is that whatever Torah inspires you, you got to take it with you. You got to leave the matzah taste in your mouth. Ein maftir nachar pesach afikomen. All right, so why that? So something, it means that the last halacha, you say all the halachas. No, it means you take it with you. So you're a chacham, you might know a lot, but the point isn't just to know. The point is to be defined by the Torah that we learn and take it with us. And maybe that's why he's called, maybe that's why he's called a chacham and not a tzaddik. Because you could be a chacham, but you still got to work to be a tzaddik. A tzaddik means you take your chachma with you and let it shape who you are. Because that's really the opposite of a rasha, is a tzaddik. So why does it say chacham? So maybe that's part of the... part of that point. And what about the rasha? So Rav Eli Sadan says, at least he's asking the question. The Lubavitcher Rebbe, in some of his writings, talks about, you know, the fifth son. Fifth son's the son that's not there. You know, not everybody's here. There are sons that don't want to be here. But the Rosh is asking Kasha. The fact that he's asking a question means there's something inside that is connecting him. And you have to recognize that. Recognize that there is something, there's a neshama in there. He's asking. So what do you have to do? What do you say? Right? Something harif. If you were there, you wouldn't have been redeemed. No, no, what do we mean by that? Lufishahoti etas woman aklal. You know what we answer the Rasha? Great kasha. We could talk about it, but don't separate yourself from the Jewish people. Because anybody who separated themselves from the Jewish people then were not redeemed. Not you. But you, if that attitude, the attitude of being Porish Benat Tzibur, that's the end. Just be part of Am Yisrael. We answer the Russia. Don't be motzi yourself min haklal. That's what he needs to hear. And what about the Tom? Tom is, he's like the most mysterious son. There's some people that say this Tom is the highest level. Is he emunah pshuta? Others say he's a simpleton. He is naive. Unclear, but he's not asking such a deep question, it seems. So it seems like maybe he's just like looking for, you know, mazos. Let's go with that translation. He's simple. He's doesn't have as much raw brain talent. So you know what we do? What do we answer him? We talk to him about miracles. We inspire. We tell him stories. We don't tell him Hilchos Pesach Afikomen. Because everybody loves a story. Rabbi Yehuda Hanasi knew that. In the first parak in Shas, there are two stories. He wants to draw everybody in. Right? He knows he's not going to start off with Peya. You know, you start off with brachas. He knows he knows. But that's what you tell the Tom. You tell him all about the miracles. All about the miracles and the excitement. And then, Eni Yodea L'Shol, he says, there's a difference between Eni Yodea L'Shol and Eno Rotze L'Shol. Like we said before, Eni Yodea is better than Eno Rotze. You have more to work with. So we have to do our best in terms of At Psachlo, At Lashon Nekeva, be soft, be gentle, but try to wake him up. But again, the message is that every child asks a different question and every child needs a different answer. Chanoch l'nar al-pi darko. Good, we continue. Yochol me'rosh chodesh. Yochol me'rosh chodesh, source 14. You might have thought, this is a medrash. You might have thought that you should start Sipur Yetzias Mitzrayim from Rosh Chodesh. Nisan Tamalomer by Yomahu. No, no, no. 15th. You might think even before me, but no. And everybody asks, what was the Hava Mina? Right, why would we think that you could sit in a sukkah before sukkahs and you could blow shofar before Rosh Hashanah? You would think that you could fulfill Sibri Tzias Mitzrayim before Pesach. Why would we have thought that? So Rav Mordechai Eliyahu, in his Haggadah, one of his Haggadahs, 14 notes, that remember Moshe Rabbeinu in Parshas Bo tells Bnei Yisrael all about what's going to happen in Karban Pesach and what they have to do. He tells it to them on Rosh Chodesh. What happened on Rosh Chodesh? They heard it and they said, okay, we'll do it. What does Rashi quote back in Bo? Mikivan shekiblu aleihem ma'ale aleihem ki'ilu asu. They accepted to do the Dvar Hashem. They accepted to do Karban Pesach. They didn't do it yet. But they decided that they would. That itself has tremendous significance. When you're makabel to do something, and you plan on doing it, of course you actually have to do it. But the Kabbalah, the decision itself, is something strong and significant in the eyes of Hashem. And that was the Hava Mina. Maybe the Geula even started then. If Bnei Yisrael already decided to do Karban Pesach, to be Moser Nefesh, right, to tie the goats, the god of the Egyptians, Kamash Malan not. Okay, Kamash Malan, you, that's great, but you have to actually do it. But decisions are crucial. Right, the Gemara in Kiddushin, man marries a woman, Amanas Sha'ani Tzadik, Afilu Rasha Gomer Kol Yomav Mekudeshes, Shemehir Her Tshuva Beliba. Even if he never did a mitzvah in his life, it's at least Safik Mekudeshes. Machlok is Rishonim, whether it's Safik or Vadai. At least Safik. Shema Hira Tshuva, it's the decision. The decision is crucial. Right, and that's what we learn from the Yachol, the Havamina of Yachol Meresh Chodesh. Mitchila Ovde Avodah Zarah Hayu Avoseinu. We go back to Avram Avinu. That's where it all started. Maskil Bignus. From Machalokas Rav and Shmuel. We pass on like both of them. Right, we start talking about Avram Avinu. Avram Avinu started it all. Go back to basics. There's an amazing comment. You probably have heard me say this before, or you learned it yourself, from the Rav Chaim Yivolozhin on Pirkei Avos. Rav Chaim Yivolozhin in Source 15 talks about Avram Avinu. And we appreciate him when we talk about here. Avraham Avinu had started the process. The Nefesh HaChaim notes, the Ruach Chaim, that we have two Mishnayos in Pirkei Avos, one after another. One Mishnah says, there are 10 generations from Noach to Avraham to teach me how much patience Hashem has. Next Mishnah, Avraham Avinu was tested with 10 tests to show how much Hashem loves him. Ask Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, why in the first Mishnah does it say Avraham? And in the second Mishnah, Avraham Avinu. Right, why only Avinu? If you can say it in one, just say it in the first one. Says Rav Chaim Yivolozhin, because in the first one, it's just Avraham as a person. 10 generations from Noach to Avraham, he's Avraham. So it just says Avraham. But in the second Mishnah, he passed 10 tests. He was Avinu in that Mishnah. Because by passing his 10 tests, he put into our DNA the ability to pass all of our tests. He put it into the DNA of every Jew. And he gives examples. When a Jew ever in history gets up and is willing to give his life because he's a Jew, that comes from the power of the Akedah that Avraham Avinu did. Whenever any Jew gets up and leaves his comfortable lifestyle and says, I'm moving to Israel, which many times doesn't make logical sense, that comes from Lech Lecha Me'artzecha. Avraham Avinu gave us the ability to do it. He's our Avinu regarding the Nisyonos. And that's what we remember when we speak, think about Avraham. Mitzchilo of the Avodah Zarah, including Avraham. But he came. Kervanu amakom la'avodaso. And then he laid the groundwork for all of us. He laid the groundwork. He made it easier. Okay, Baruch Shomer. And after we talk about Avraham Avinu, we thank Hashem. Baruch Shomer, Avtachaso Yisrael. Thank you for keeping your promise. And the question that's asked by many Haggadahs, it's so such a great thing. Hashem kept his promise. He promised. You keep your word. Thanks so much. He promised. Of course he should keep his promise. So Rav Rivlin was the former Mashgiach here. He has a whole Sefer, Haggadah, but every Vart of his is like 5 pages. So it's not as, you know, you can't just flip it out and like say something. But here he discusses, you know, what's the godless that Hashem gets a shkoyach. Madua magia la kodesh baruch hu berchaz yashakoach miyuchedes al shmir saftachaso. Right, what's the godless? Says Rav Rivlin, because think back to the Bris Bein Abisarim, which we discussed in shir today. Hopefully you'll put out the shir on the godless, why it's called Bein Abisarim. But if you look there, Avram Avinu, Zera Avraham. Zera Avraham is promised. At that moment, was it decided which Zera Avraham? You know what we thank Hashem for keeping his promise? For choosing us to be the Zera Avraham. Because Avraham had 2 kids. And Yitzchak had 2 kids. And only that one line was Zochet to the Brachas. And the Zochet to be Hashem's nation. And again, it's halachic. Zera, Yitzchak, v'lo kol Yitzchak. Right? Hashem could have fulfilled Zerah Avraham in Yishmael. Or in Esav. They're also Zerah Avraham. Right? Remember the Abraham Accords? Because we all come from Abraham. Right? That's why they, right? Everybody's from Abraham. Right? Yishmael and Yitzchak. Right? So that's the, so that's where Rivlin says, we thank Hashem for choosing us to be the fulfillment of that promise. He says, you know, he gives a mashal on the bottom. He's like, a teacher that promises, you know, that promises all the kids in the class, I'm going to give you all a present at the end of the year. So great, at the end of the year, you have to give a present. You don't give a present, you're a liar. But if the teacher says, I'm going to give one of you a present at the end of the year. And after the last day, the teacher gives one person a present. The kid, what should the kid say? Oh yeah, you promised. Okay. No, thank you for choosing me. And that's what we say to HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Right, thank you for choosing us to fulfill that promise that you said at the beginning of the year. V'hisha amda. V'hisha amda l'avoseinu v'lanu. Oh, it's the power of Shweki you could talk about in this paragraph. It's like for 500 years there was one tune for V'hisha amda that everybody used. And then how do you get a tune that like, all of a sudden, like the whole Klal Yisrael uses. It's like powerful. Okay. Anyway, but V'hisha amda, right? We say at the end, V'hakadosh Baruch Hu matzilenu miyadam. Hashem saves us. Hashem always saves us. He does save us. You look in the Mishnah Sachir. The Mishnah Sachir is Rav Teichtel. He wrote the Eimah Banim Smecha. But we also have his Sefer on Chumash. Mishnah Sachir. He also has Chuvis Mishnah Sachir. But there he says, the pasuk by Kriyas Yamsuf, right? Bnei Yisrael standing there and they're davening. And what does HaKadosh Baruch Hu say? Daber Bnei Yisrael v'yiso. Go. He doesn't quote it, but there's an amazing Aruch Chaim HaKadosh in that pasuk. I've quoted it in other years. But Aruch Chaim says, what do you mean go? They were davening. What else should they do? So the Mishnah Sachir says, all geulas in Klal Yisrael, Hashem does it. But Bnei Yisrael have to do their part too. Bnei Yisrael have to do their ishtabas. You got to do everything you could do, and then I'm going to help also. But you got to partner with me. All the geulas. Klal Yisrael had to go into the Yam Suf, had to walk into the water. Right, you see on the left side. Ayidesha Yisu Yoel Haramas Mesach Shivka Yam. Ashenkinim Lo Yisu Lo Yikra Yam. You got to take the first step. You got to do your ishtavos. So we say HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzilenu Miyadam, but we also recognize that we have to do everything we could do. And I'll add, this year we're Zocha. It's not a schus that we wanted to be in, but we're Zocha to be able to partner with HaKadosh Baruch Hu to try to bring Yeshuas for Am Yisrael in Eretz Yisrael. When was the last time that we could fulfill this message of salvations and we're going to do everything we can do? When was the last time the Jews could fight, could defend themselves? 2,000 years. When was the last time we could help HaKadosh Baruch Hu bring the Yeshua? Not in World War II, not in World War I, not in Tach V'Tat. Only today. Again, it's not a schus that we want. We'd rather not need the salvation. But for whatever reason, we need it. But we're able to team up with HaKadosh Baruch Hu. So that's a fulfillment of HaKadosh Baruch Hu, Ma'aslinu Miyadam, once we do everything we could do. And that's, by the way, why we only said Shira after Kriyas Yamsuf. Because Yitzias Mitzrayim was a salvation, but we did nothing. Kriyas Yamsuf, we took part in it, and that's why Bnei Yisrael says Az Yashir, because only when we reach that level of teaming with HaKadosh Baruch Hu is it the ultimate level. Okay, moving right along, Tzeil Lamad. Tzeil Tavisham, Tzeil Lamad, go out and see what Lavan did for us. And many Mefarshim wonder, hey, what's Tzeil Lamad? What an unusual Lashon. Go out and see. Go out and see, Tzeil Lamad. Go out and learn. And Lavan doesn't look so bad. I mean, he's sneaky. So again, many pshatim on that. So if you look in source 18, the Haggadah Kerem HaTzvi. Who is this? Rabbi David's his grandfather or great-grandfather. Great-grandfather. So they put out a Haggadah. His son put out a Haggadah a couple years ago. So this is from the Haggadah Kerem HaTzvi, Ritzvi Hirsch Ferber. So he quotes from the Gra on V'hisha Amda. It's great because you could have this kavanah now for the rest of our lives. We say every Shabbos morning, La'ose niflos gudolos levado kili olam chasto. It's one of the kili olam chastos. What do you mean levado? So I used to think that it means like Hashem is the only one that does miracles. La'ose niflos gudolos levado. He's the only one. So he says here from the Gra, Hashem sometimes is the only one that knows about the miracle. How often do the non-Jews have so many other plans for us, and Hashem foils their plans even before, you know, the suicide bomber will blow himself up before he even gets anywhere. And many times we found plans after the fact of planned massacres that never took place. Even now, they find what the plans, what Hamas wanted to do, what their plan was. We have no idea. HaKadosh Baruch Hu does so much. So right after we say, HaKadosh Baruch Hu Matzlinu Miyadam, we say, go out and study in depth, Lavan. Because on the surface, Lavan doesn't look so bad. What do you want to do to Yaakov? Just work for me. But deep down, if you what Lavan wanted to do, no more Jewish religion. Intermarry. Be part of us. No, I'm Segula. That's why Dafka Lavan, because he doesn't look so bad on the surface. Because there's so much that happens we don't even realize. And then we have the Psukim, and we darshan the Psukim from Mikra Bikurim. I always like to say, this is the part of the Haggadah that sometimes people find, okay, miyat dayenu. You know, it's like, let's move. You know, but this is the Rambam says, you really got to darshan these psukim. And this is an ikar part. You have to darshan the psukim and the midrashim based on the psukim. Rav Aviner, it's a little cut off, Rav Aviner was one of the most prolific writers today. Every time we go to the store, there's another sefer by Rav Aviner. So he writes on the word vaya'anunu. It's not here, but it was on the Haggadah. And we were tortured. Vaya'anunu. We were tortured in Mitzrayim. So he says, torturing was terrible, obviously. And we don't ask questions why. But we do recognize that when we go through tsaras, we become unified. That's just the way it is. Misery loves company. The way that we get through it is with each other. Part of Hashem's plan. Again, we don't ask why, but just we describe. He writes, tonight is the Yom Huledet Shel Am Yisrael. It's the birthday of the Jewish people. We became a family through the experience of Mitzrayim. 210 years of suffering. Bnei Mitzrayim hayinu kulanu oso am ubazehim sadku. And he says, if you think about it, it's pretty inspiring. Because in every nation, you have people who are supposed to be the lights for that nation, the leaders. They have different laws, right? The Pope has different laws than the rest of the nation, and the imams or whatever. But Am Yisrael, we all have the same halacha. It's an entire nation that is supposed to be a light for everyone else. And that's something that's unheard of. That the charge of the nation, Rabbi Jonathan Sachs talks a lot about this. He says every other nation believes that their Messiah is when everybody becomes like their religion. Right? When everybody becomes Christian, that's the goal. And Muslims. You know what Jews believe? Jews will be Jews and non-Jews will be non-Jews. That's fine. The goal is not to have everybody Jewish. The goal is to have a world where there is a certain group that is inspiration for the rest of the world. And that's an amazing concept, but the way we do that is by being together. And he says towards the end, by coming back to the land of Israel, which is where HaKadosh Baruch Hu placed us. When we're out, we're not ba'achdus. Ultimate achdus is only there, when we are not sheep strewn across the world. So we have to do what we can to stay together with the vaya'anunu that we have now. Do what we can to try to keep the achdus. And then we continue and we get to the makos. Again, that's one pasuk, but again, we can talk all about the pasukim. But towards the end of that section, we have the makos. Interesting, the question is, you have it now on source number 20 over there on the left side. Sefer Chaye Moshe, there was a Rav in Brooklyn, Rav Moshe Bick. This beautiful Sfarim on Chumash. Why does Bechor, Pidyon HaBen, only go by Bechor of the mother? Peter Rechem. Makas Bechoris was every Bechor. Right? Makas Bechoris was flexible. Hashem, he got kol Bechore Mitzrayim. Mi Bechor dema Bechor beima. Gam Bechor bein me'av bein me'aim. And even if he was just the Godel Abayas, right? If there was no Bechor, just the head of the household. So why is it an emphasis of the Bechor me'aim by Makas Bechoris? See, here's another question. We know the Gemara in Sotah Yud Aleph, Bishchus Nashim Tzidkaniyos, we were saved. The righteous women. Those women that, remember the Gemara tells a story, that they went out to the field and they beautified themselves and they got their husbands into it, had children. What do you mean? We didn't have Zchuyos ourselves? We did Bris Milah. We did Karban Pesach. We had those four things the Medrash says. Shaloshinu Hashmam Lashonam. So the men also did some stuff, no? Why was it Dafka L'Nashim Tzidkaniyos? So he says, Rabbi Bick says, that our geula needed both din and rachamim. On the one hand, we needed rachmanis, for sure rachmanis. But sometimes you have rachmanis, but then like, there could be midah rachmanis on the Egyptians too. Why should rachmanis only work in one direction? So you need a little midas hadin, because they deserve to be punished. But then you have midas hadin, we weren't perfect either. So it's kind of like a seesaw, he describes. And he quotes Midrashim, you know, back and forth and back and forth. Until you get to the rachmanis of a mother. Nashim Rachman Yosem. And they said, we got to have children. Their motherly instinct. They were Ma'or Midas Harachamim that put us over the board. And that's why we want to have something in our mitzvah system that remembers that Rachmanis of a mother that really tilted and saved the day. So Makas Bechoris does that for us. Bechor may aim. Because there's nothing like a rachmanis of a mother for a child. Okay, Dayenu. We could talk about every line of Dayenu. But we'll talk about one of the more famous ones. If HaKadosh Baruch Hu would have brought us to Har Sinai, not given us the Torah, Dayenu. So what does that mean? So here in the commentator's Pesach Seder Haggadah. That's Rabbi Sender from Chicago. He has all of his farm are called commentators. Commentators Rosh Chodesh, commentators Shavuos. He has like commentators everything. And he has like five Pesach books. Commentators Haggadah, commentators Pesach Seder Haggadah, commentators. So in source number 22. So he has number one, he quotes a few of the famous ones. Number one is the Achdus. Oh, we had Achdus. That would have been Dayenu. Rakish Echad B'Lev Echad. Number two, just being in Hashem's presence. It's like you go into a spice store, you don't buy anything, you go out, you still smell good. Right? Just being in Hashem's presence, we would have like, he doesn't quote that, I don't think, but that's number two, just being in His presence would have affected us. Number three, he says, no, Lo nasan lanu es haTorah. Hashem, if you would have given the Torah to everybody in the world, it would have also been good. Even if you wouldn't have just, it wouldn't have just given it exclusively to us. The world would have had the Torah. That would have been Dayenu also. Number four, he quotes, again, all quickly, you gave us the Torah. What was the other option? Lo bashamayim hi. If you would have given us the Torah, but not given us the power to interpret the Torah and decide things in the Torah, you would have decided everything. That also would have been Dayenu. But it's even more that you gave us the power of Chiddush and creation of Halacha. Maybe that's the Lanu, to emphasize you gave us the power. And finally, he has number five. He says, remember the Gemara? Moshe Rabbeinu, the Malachim. Malachim don't want to give Moshe the Torah. And Moshe says, Hashem says, you tell them. Moshe says, look, what does it say? Lo sirtzach, lo sinach, lo sigdal. These doesn't apply to you. Oh, okay, great. You're right. We could spend a whole shiur on that Gemara. But one of the kashas is like, what were the Malachim thinking? What was their Havamina? They knew what it says in the Torah. The answer is no. Because the Torah, before it was given, didn't say like what we have. Remember the Ramban? Kol Torah Kula is Shem Hashem. So it just, all the letters were written together. So it could have been reworded to a different way that the Malachim could have been shayach to the Torah. Hashem, thank you for, if you wouldn't have given us the Torah, Dayenu, if you would have given it in a different form, but we thank you for giving it to us in the way that we have it. So it's shayach to us and not just the Malachim. So I guess, answer 3, 4, and 5. Us and not the Goyim. Us and not you having all control of interpretation. Us and not the Malachim. Dayenu. And after Dayenu, we have Rabbi Gamliel, Alachas Gam Vakama. Then we have Rabbi Gamliel, Vaya Omer, the three things. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Pesach, Hashem passed over us and saved us at Machas Bechoros. Ask the Nesivus in his Agada, Maisa Nisim. He quotes this question from the Abarbanel. Right. Hashem, thank you for passing over us and not killing us at Machas Bechoros. Didn't Hashem separate and pass over us by the first nine Machas too? Like we didn't have blood or frogs or lice. So why do we emphasize, just because that's the most extreme, Mitzrayim died during the other Machas also. So this is the Abarbanel's kasha. Why do we dafka talk about Hashem separating and passing over us dafka at Makas Bechoros? So the Nesivus says, you might have thought it's like kind of counterintuitive what he says. He says the first nine Makas were done by a malach, not direct hashgacha. Right? We emphasize by Makas Bechoros, ani velo malach, ani velo saraf. So the first nine were done basically by an Eved of Hashem. If you're an Eved, you can't make any decisions. You're told exactly what to do. Hashem told this power, whatever it is, do this to the Mitzrayim. Okay, that's it. Done. But ironically, where HaKadosh Baruch Hu is in charge, he can do whatever he wants. What does the Medrash say? We were on the 49th level of Tumah. We weren't so great. We weren't such great tzaddikim. So dafka there, it was like more precarious. Because it wasn't like dafka, do this. Hashem could have listened to midas hadin. We thank Hashem dafka. You could also say v'lo yitein amashchis. That's the Maisa Nisim. If you look in the Rabbi Bernstein Haggadah, he quotes this Maisa Nisim, but he presents it a little differently. He says that the other makos were basically onshim. So if they're onshim, so obviously the Jews don't deserve an onesh. But Makas Bechoros wasn't just an onesh. It was to, as he says it, fundamentally removed the Jews from their idolatrous environs and bestowed upon them the elevated status of Hashem's people. So they had to also reject Avodah Zarah, right? Korban Pesach, they're sitting in their homes. So at least there was a possibility. It wasn't just an onesh on the Mitzrayim. There were other aspects that had to do with this, the rejection of Avodah Zarah. So maybe not every Jew was fully rejected by that time. So therefore, it was more of an open question. That's Pesach. But let's talk about for a moment all three. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. Rav Moshe Feinstein, in source 27, Rav Moshe talks about all three. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. He says there's a package message that we need to remember and think about. They're each about a different yesod in life. Pesach, and this is the message of, we saw before from Seul Amad. Pesach, he says, Hashem watches over us from above, even when we don't even realize he's watching over us. Hatach l'sheish lano mechaga Pesach l'kol ha'shana, sh'neida sh'Hashem yisparach u'osa lano nisim la'olam, bein sh'yadu alano bein sh'lo yadu alano. He does nisim, miracles for us forever. And this is classic Rav Moshe Lashon. L'mashal, k'she'echad halach baderech. If somebody's going outside, bein mahalach meraglav, whether he's walking on his feet, bein hanoseya b'mashin. Right? That's Rav Moshe's word for cars. Machines. Right? B'mechonit. V'lo ira lo ason. If somebody walks across the street or drives in a car and you get wherever you get to safely, you have no idea what could have happened. Rachmana litzlan. What kind of mazikim and listim? And it's not just you're driving, it's everybody else is driving. So Pesach, we recognize that Hashem passes over us and protects us even when we don't even realize it. Matzah. You know what matzah teaches us? Hashem could bring a Yeshua in a second. No time to pack up snacks. Matzah. Ein sarach lahachana v'zman anikar ela shepitom yachol lahavia Yeshua. In a second. Hashem doesn't need hachana. Maror, even from the worst of times, Hashem could bring that sudden Yeshua. And again, a lot of these have extra meaning in this kind of year. It was terrifying. Hashem says, it's time, it's time. Pesach, Matzah, Maror. And then we get to the end of Magad, B'chol Dor V'Dor. And we sing Shira. So again, we don't focus on Az Yashir at the right, because it's the night to focus on just this Shira. We only focus on Az Yashir for a minute when we say Ve'yaminu Hashem Moshe Avdo earlier. But we focus on Shira. So the Rav in the Rav Haggadah in Siach HaGrid in 28. He talks about why Dafka, I mentioned one answer before, why Dafka we said Shira, this is a Shira, but why we said Shira in that year only after Kriyas Yamsuf. Not when we had Yetzias Mitzrayim. So one answer we gave already, because we took part in it. We partner with Hashem. So the Rav has another answer, which we have to remember at the Seder too. Because Yetzias Mitzrayim was only the physical Geula. That's not a time to say Shira fully. You can be thankful. But only a week later was the start, I would add, was the start of the spiritual Geula. When we saw HaKadosh Baruch Hu Kriyas Yamsuf, V'yaminu Bashem of Moshe Avdo, they had Emunah then. That's when we left our Tumah, and that's when we sung Shira. So we have to recognize, you can say this at the end of Magad, we're talking about singing. It's not just about tonight. It's about Kriyas Yamsuf, it's about Shavuos. We have to recognize we're in a process. And then we get to the bracha at the end of Magad, Asher Ga'alanu, Magalas Avoseinu. Some say this is the bracha on Magad, Sibitiyas Mitzrayim. But in that bracha, we say we daven for the time of Sasim Bavodasecha. We want to have Simcha in your avoda Hashem. So Rav Dessler, in the Rav Dessler Haggadah, he He quotes, Simcha is just such a crucial element of our Avodas Hashem. And he says, you know, when you buy something, you have a certain level of Simcha. It's yours. What if you only borrowed it? You're not so happy. It doesn't give you the same level of Simcha. It's not yours. If you're Kona something, you know, if you buy a car, if you rent a car, you know, renting a car, come on. You rent the car. You use it and have to give it back. You buy a car. That's yours. What's ours forever and what's ours temporarily? Rav Simcha Zissel Mikelm. All physical hana'os are just temporary. A mitzvah is with us forever. Because how could we not have such simcha whenever we're involved in a mitzvah? What do we say in this bracha? Sasim ba'avodasecha. We daven for complete clarity so that we could be sason, we could be of simcha every second that we're involved in avodas Hashem. That's a kinyan forever. We have to try to have that simcha. And then we have the meal. Beautiful. It's the only meal we have in the middle of Hallel, the whole year. It's important to remember that, whatever. Note the conversation topics during the meal. Remember, you're in the middle of Hallel. Again, you can't be like, don't be a party pooper. You can't like focus on like Torah always. You got to have be a little relaxed too. But it's one of the simanim, Shulchan Aruch. And then we have Hallel. Hallel, beginning of Hallel, we say, Aznayim Lahem. These following, we have two more thoughts. Lav Dafka, you have to say them at this point of the Seder. You have to know what's safe in your family. Are you allowed to say anything after the meal? Do your best. Do your best. Sometimes you get late enough so that all the people who would be upset are sleeping on the couch anyway. So like, whoever's still at the table, you know, don't mind to hear another thought or two. But you have to know. Anyway, in the Haggadah's Gedolei Yerushalayim, Rosh Shlomo Zalman notes on Aznayim Lahem Velo Yishmo. Right? They have ears and they don't hear. Rosh Shlomo Zalman says, we have to listen. Shlomo Zalman says that one time he was when he was younger, he was next to the Tachanat HaMishtara, the police station, near his. There were two lions. I guess like those two lions in the old city, right? There were two lions. Upam, one time when he was learning in Eitz Chaim, his teacher told him Shemarayot me'ala mudim halo yishmu musika. His teacher told him that if you play music, if the lions hear the music, they're going to start to dance. So all the kids ran out of school and got their instruments, and they went to start playing music by the lions. And the lions didn't move. And they went back into the teacher and complained. You said. He said, yeah, I didn't say if you play music, they'll dance. I said, if they hear music, they dance. They don't hear the music. You're only going to dance if you hear. Right? Says Shlomo Zalman, how many times do we... We're humans. You got to hear. Right? We have to hear. We have to allow what we hear to make a roshem on us and to affect us. And really hear. And not be like those lions. And then we have some beautiful thoughts. Again, singing Hallel is great. And then we have some beautiful songs at the end. One thought on Echad Miyodeya. This is a question that's asked by some, but not by all Agadas, because sometimes you don't have Mefarshim on the end. Tisha Miyodeya. So the question is, right, Tisha Yarche Leida. That doesn't sound so Jewish. It's the only one that doesn't have anything to do with Judaism. Right, so you might say, well, you couldn't think of a better one. You can only ask like that question if you, okay, give me one. So this is the best we can do. Okay, what can we do? But we'd rather say something more positive. So here in this Haggadah, Kol Aryeh, somebody sent me this Haggadah years ago, one of the listeners. He quotes, the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur does achas lamala v'sheva lamata. Remember, he sprinkles the blood. One up and seven. One and seven. What is that keneged? So he says that the Gra tells us in Yalav Yavo there are eight words describing Hashem going up. Yalav Yavo, Vyagia, Vyera, Vyeratz, Visham, Yibav, Vyerach, Vizacher. Eight. Why eight? Says the Gra, because the Gemara Chagiga says that there are seven heavens. Seven heavens. Hashem's on top of the seventh heaven. So we use eight Lashonos because we want our tefillah to get all the way up to Hashem, above the seven heavens, till the eighth place where Hashem is. And that's the Kohen Gadol on Yom Kippur. Achas lamala v'sheva lamata, the seven plus the one separate one, we want our kapara to get to HaKadosh Baruch. That's the eight going up. The Gemara in the beginning of Tainus tells us Hashem is present at every childbirth. Right, one of the maftechos he didn't give to anybody? Maftech of Chaya, right, Geshem. Hashem's there. So by every childbirth, Hashem comes all the way up. Right? He's in the eighth abode over there, the seven heavens plus his place. He comes all the way down out of the eighth and out of all the seven. And he comes down to us, so to speak, the ninth. Because he's in the eight, and then there are seven heavens, and there's earth. Nine. 9 months of pregnancy. And at the birth, Hashem comes down out of the nine. Tisha Yarche Leda, we recognize that Hashem comes down. But I'll add, tonight we're born. Right? It's the birth of Am Yisrael. So we recognize that tonight Hashem also came down. Ani b'lo malach, ani b'lo sar. If he was here, out of the eight into the ninth. So what we daven for is just like he came down then, and he's in the air here. He continued the geula like the first thought we started with from the smock. That we recognize he came down, you see his Mitzrayim tonight. So we daven that geula could lead to the future geula and we recognize his presence is felt. Tisha Yarche Leda. And there's a lot more, but we'll have to leave it at that. Hopefully we had one or two thoughts on each item. Hopefully you'll send the thing to the chat, the other one. We should be zocha to amazing Chad She Geula Yeshua. And B'Hashem, we should be zocha to eat the Karman Pesach this year. As Hashem, Me'er V'Yameinu.